The other thing I wanted to do was buy a car.
Do you think that's a good idea? It's not just the initial cost of the car you have to consider, you know. If you own a car, you also have to pay for insurance and road tax every year. Then there's the petrol.
Yes, Dad. But I'm planning to get a part-time job as well. And it would be great if I could drive to work instead of travelling on the bus, especially if I have to work late at night.
I still think you should think about investing some of your money for the future.
But I'm scared that if I invest it, I might lose it all when the stock market goes down.
Well, it's best not to look at it like that. You won't lose any money, provided that you think of it as a long-term investment. Now, I know you want to buy a car, but as long as you get a second-hand one, you should still be able to invest some of the money as well. That's what I would do if I were you.
Oh, but, Dad, there's this fantastic new car that I've seen.
Recording 17.
Simon, do you have time for a little chat?
Sure, Dad.
I just wondered if you'd thought about what you were going to do with the money your grandfather left you.
Well, I have started to give it some thought. It's quite a lot of money, so I want to make sure I don't just waste it. I had thought about leaving it in the bank for a while.
Well, unless you invest it properly, you won't earn much interest and it may lose value over time.
Yes, but if I invest it, I won't be able to access the money quickly when I've decided what to do with it, will I?
Well, what sort of thing would you like to do?
Well, at first, I thought about taking a trip around the world. But if I went travelling, I'd lose a year of study, and I wouldn't have any money left over for anything else.
Very true. If you were to spend a year travelling around the world, you'd probably need an awful lot more money than this.
Right.